Here's someone else making news for her politics, Beyoncé. When Beyoncé releases a new song, it's going to get attention no matter what. But her new single, Formation, and its video, has been an even bigger deal than usual. It was released on Saturday, the day before her performance in the Super Bowl halftime show. And NPR's Mandalit Del Barca reports on why the reaction to it has been so big.
Beyoncé's Formation video is set in New Orleans with images that evoke Hurricane Katrina, Mardi Gras, elegant Creole women, and Black Southern culture.
My daddy Alabama, mama Louisiana. You mix that Negro with that Creole, make a Texas Bama.
Sauce in my bag. Swag.
Ooh, the video celebrates Beyoncé's power, her success, even her natural hair and her hot sauce swag. Filmmaker and cultural critic Dream Hampton says Beyoncé's video is unapologetically Black.
It's about a Black future that we are imagining ourselves having power and magic. And I think it's beautiful.
The video also includes a scene of a young African-American boy dancing in front of police officers in formation. The police hold their hands up before we see the words, "Stop shooting us."
It is absolutely a message that comes straight out of Ferguson. Hands up, don't shoot. It was incredibly powerful.
Hampton notes that the video not only dropped during Black History Month, but also the day after what would have been Trayvon Martin's 21st birthday. The unarmed African-American was shot by a Neighborhood Watch volunteer in Florida. His killing and the police shootings in Ferguson, Missouri, sparked the Black Lives Matter movement, to which Beyoncé and her husband, producer Jay-Z, have donated big money. Some fans may seem surprised that Formation is so political, but Rutgers professor Kevin Allred argues Beyoncé has always been.
She's dropping politics all along, subtly, and now she's just being explicit about them.
Allred teaches a course called Politicizing Beyoncé that looks at her earlier songs and videos that include some of the same elements.
She's always really focused on Black women's experience, Black feminist messages, and there's always been like a Southern reference because of her own heritage. She also has a lot of other stuff just in terms of gender and sexuality, challenging the way power works.
Beyoncé performed the song during the Super Bowl with her dancers dressed in Black Panther berets. That angered some, like former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, who spoke out on Fox.
And I thought it was really outrageous that that she used it as a platform to attack police officers, who are the people who protect her and protect us and keep us alive. And what we should be doing in the African-American community and all communities is build up respect for police officers.
It's pretty clear Beyoncé knew she'd cause a stir. In the video, she gives the finger on both hands, and she ends up laying on a police car as it sinks. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.